Okay, guys. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining. It sounds like, once again, we have a real good group joining us. I'm recording this meeting and will again post it to the TDC Connected website shortly following our meeting today. So any of you that join late, although, you, of course, you don't hear me now, but if you join late during any one of these meetings or you have to go early because you've got a doctor, an appointment with a dentist, or just something that you just can't get out of, you can always listen to the meeting on the TDC Connected website. In addition to having that TDC Connected website recording, I don't know if you knew it, because I really don't know that I've announced it, but if you right-click on that page that the recordings are on, and you can actually record or save the recorded file to your computer. At that point, you can put it on an MP3, on a CD and listen to it, or put it on your iPod if that's the way that you listen to music and stuff when you're driving your route. But Don Consul in Minnesota suggested that I do that, and it was a great idea. So I did that with all the recorded meeting recordings, and you can do that and listen to it in your car that way. Well, getting on to what we're going to talk about today, in speaking with many franchise owners, they had one kind of key issue with those that a lot of people struggle with is their scheduling and their route management. And what happens is, and all of you have at one point experienced this, if you're not also experiencing it right now, you end up being the tail wagged by the dog a little bit. Probably once you get over $5,000-$6,000 worth of, you know, monthly revenues, you're really pretty busy. And it gets hard to grow because you end up driving all over Timbuktu all day long, servicing your current customers, which is great, but you really cut out on your marketing time. So I really wanted to talk in this meeting about being better with your route management and being better with your own scheduling. And, you know, our first meeting actually covered a lot of those different items. And that was the meeting we had with Jay Eubanks back probably 14, 15 months ago. It seems like we've been doing this since about a year and a half. So they've been great, and we've appreciated all your contributions, and I've got a lot of positive comments from everybody offline about it, and we really appreciate that. So what I'm going to do is actually re-email all of you that first meeting synopsis that Jay Eubanks provided for us, because it really goes over a lot of the scheduling and also the route management tips that I kind of wanted to cover today. But it is a little bit of a repeat meeting. And in speaking with Dave Reinhart, he wanted to express some of the ways that technology has helped him reduce his administrative time and also increase his effectiveness. So Dave, if you want to hit *5, you can join the meeting here, and we can kind of get going on the reducing the administrative time and the increasing effectiveness and what you've kind of prepared for us and for everyone. Are you there, Dave?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Everybody, Dave
Reinhart.
Should
I just kind of jump
in? Again, Dave. Yeah. Jump in to what you and I talked about, and I know guys will really get a lot out of it. And then as soon as the meeting is done today, in addition to posting your presentation notes on the TDC Connected website, I'll also email them out to everybody if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Well, as Dave and I have been talking about this kind of off and on, as he indicated, and so I just wanted to share with you kind of a combination of the journey I went on about this whole issue of scheduling and route management and efficiency and effectiveness, and you know, what I've developed over time, and basically I'm going to tell you about how I've got my territory segmented, what I've got, how I use Microsoft Outlook, and probably most importantly, how I've been able to use my iPhone to help me, and how I kind of merge everything together in my daily operation. So real quick, let me just kind of go through what I first did when I got started in this business. I basically followed the recommendations to segment my territory into areas and put each area in a binder. So I labeled them A, B, C, etc. And then I further segmented each area by town, you know, as is suggested. And then I assigned each town a number, 1, 2, 3, all the way up through whatever. And then I found each office in those areas, and I assigned them what I call a location number within the town. So it's real simple. It's 1, 2, 3, etc., which sort of represents its location within a town, its geographical location. And those numbers are assigned to define an efficient route through a town. And in order to do that, I use the capability in Google Maps where you can basically put in an address, and it'll map out a route for multiple addresses. And I think it'll go up to like 25. But you can drag and drop these locations and put them into an efficient sort of route right on in Google Maps, and it'll display it for you on a map. So having all that, I built these binders. Each tab has a map with all the locations plotted, which, I used Google Maps to do. And then I put the contact information for each office in Microsoft Outlook. And I just used the standard fields that are in Microsoft Outlook, such as the name, the company name, the business address, the business phone number, business fax, et cetera, et cetera. But I also used a capability which they call other address, and in that other address field, I put the information about the location code. So, for example, an office might have location A-01-01, meaning binder A, first town, first location, or C-05-01. 08, binder C, tab 5, location 8. So for each and every office in my territory, they have these location codes, which I'll go into a little bit more a little bit later. So now I have all this information in Microsoft Outlook. I use Microsoft Outlook on a daily basis for my email, but I also use it for the contacts, and I've got my computer screen set up so I display the office name, their phone number, their business address, and the location code. And what I can do is I can click on those titles and I can sort all of my contacts basically any way I want to. And usually I do that alphabetically, but sometimes I'll use them for other purposes. For example, I might click on phone numbers if I've gotten a call and I don't recognize the phone number and I want to see if it's from an office. Most commonly, though, and this really gets to the scheduling and route management, if I know I have to visit an office, I'll click on the location code. First, I'll click on the office, then the location code. So then all of my contacts are sorted by location code, and I can very quickly review all of the offices that are in the vicinity of an office that I'm going to locate. And I might find, for example, a customer I haven't heard from in a while there, and then I'll use that to identify those I might want to drop in on, or others that I think might be a high potential customer, and I'll visit them again for a marketing visit. So it helps me to very quickly sort through my contacts and sort of develop a game plan for the day.
So you have a printed schedule for your entire day.
Yeah, and the way I do that, Dave, is, Outlook also has a calendar capability. So, for example, if I get a call and I need to visit an office on Thursday, what I'll do is copy the contact information for that office right onto my calendar. And I'll use things like name, address, but I also capture their office hours. And I put that on my calendar so I know when they're open, when they may be closed for lunch. And anything else that I need to remember about an office visit. And then at the beginning of every day, I will print the schedule for that day and carry it with me. Basically, it's real simple. I put it on a clipboard. And then throughout the day, I'll take notes on any follow-up items that need to be taken care of later in the day, and I record my mileage. So, and if there are going to be multiple visits on a given day, I'll also spend a few minutes on Google Maps to optimize my route.
So at the end of the day,
I just review the notes, follow up on anything that happened during the day, and, you know, input mileage information into a spreadsheet. For example, I may have to process a credit card with Myrna. I'll write a note about that during the day, and I'll just follow up on it when I get back to the office.
Real quick question, kind of going off of that, the printed schedule for your day, which I think is great. I know that one of the things that I wanted to talk about was actually regarding that and how J.U. Banks, the night before, prepares his schedule for the day. He has basically a checklist, and he doesn't go home until he checks everything off that pre-printed and pre-organized checklist. So what happens in your case when you get a call from an office? Obviously, you didn't, you know that it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fit that into your schedule? What do you do at that point?
It kind of gets into how I use my iPhone, but I'll kind of skip ahead to answer your question. But basically, if I get a call, the caller ID links to the contact information in my phone, and it displays the office that's calling. I'll put them on speaker, and I can pull up the contact information on that office right while I'm talking to them, so I know what their address is. And then, as I mentioned, I print out this Google Maps basically route at the beginning of the day, and so I can, I can quickly figure out whether that customer is near the route I'm going to be on that day, or whether, they're basically too far away for me to get to them that day. So I'll be able to tell them right then and there on the phone, well, I can stop by in an hour or so, or I'll tell them, I really can't get there till tomorrow or the next day. Why don't you just go ahead and mail it to me? That answer the question?
Yeah, it did, absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, sorry to interrupt. I just thought
was
a pertinent question for that schedule that you have every day. Exactly.
So then the other thing that's kind of nice about Outlook is what's called notes. And I've kind of developed this over time. But, for example, I use these, and the icon in Outlook is like a little post-it note. But I use these as a place to store information. For example, I've got one where I have high-speed burst specs, another one for slow-speed burst specs, another one where I have just the list of all the companies that do office equipment repair in my territory. I have another one where I capture information about water filters and where customers can order water filters. And, all sorts of topics that I just want to remember. So that's how I use Outlook, but I think that the biggest step I took in trying to get myself organized and be more efficient came when I first got an iPhone, and I recognized the capability to basically transfer all of the information that's in my computer into my phone. So everything that I had in my computer in Microsoft Outlook, meaning my contacts, my calendar, my notes, was automatically input into the iPhone. So then everything that I knew about all of the offices in my territory and all of my notes and my calendar was automatically installed in my phone. And it travels with me all the time. So some of the ways that I'm able to use this are, for example, I only publish my office phone number, but then I automatically route my calls to my iPhone when I'm out of my shop. So as I said earlier in response to Dave's question, using the caller ID, I know who's calling. It enables me to display all the information I have on the customer while I'm talking to them and if they're in their location, so I can use it to figure out if I can stop there or, again, as I said, whether they need to mail something to me. The other way I use it is as a memory jogger. Every time before I walk in the office, the last thing I do before I go in is I review all of my notes on that office. So if it's a customer, I know everyone's name. I know what kind of handpieces they have. And anything else that I felt thought was worthwhile to capture, I know it at the moment I walk into the office. So it helps sort of with the bond with the customer, because I know everything about that customer, even if it's been 6 months since I've been there. And if I'm going into an office and they're not currently a customer, I'll review my notes from any previous marketing visits, and I'll get into how I do that in a little bit. Just an example that I think kind of helps this come alive just happened to me yesterday. Literally, I was driving down the expressway. I got a call from an office that I haven't heard from in quite some time. And as I just said in response to Dave's question, I was able to quickly figure out that they were along the way to an office I was heading to. So I adjusted my schedule and stopped there literally within 15 minutes of the call. I walked in. I recognized, people that I met. I knew them by name. But what I found out is that the doctor, Dr. Rappaport, which was his name, he sold the practice. There's a new owner, and now Dr. Rappaport only works part-time. The office manager left for a new job. The front desk person is now the office manager. The person I call the handpiece coordinator changed. She retired. There's a new one. There's new office hours, and the previous owner's wife no longer pays the bill. So all of that stuff I figured out and determined in this office visit. Last evening, when I got back to the office, all of that information was put into the contact for that customer, and it's already in my phone. So the next time I walk in that office, I remember all of that stuff because I'm going to review it before I walk in the office. I also found that there are a number of other capabilities with the iPhone which have come in useful along the way. One is the camera. I'm able to take pictures of equipment in offices and use it for emails. There's a calculator. There's voice memos, and there's a reminder capability. So all of those are very useful, but also its ability to search the web has come in very handy from time to time. And the examples of things I've done along the way with that are, for example, to access the Shine catalog to get a price of a new handpiece. So if I'm talking about a Midwest tradition with fiber optics and a lever back cap, I can show someone right in the office what that handpiece would cost new. And that often leads into discussions about cost savings for refurbished handpieces. Another thing I've been able to do is with Dental USA. I carry the Dental USA catalog in my car, and I've been able to get the out, show it to some customers who are considering some instruments, and then just using the model number in my phone, I can pull up the retail price of that instrument on the spot. So really that instant access to information that really has helped too. I'm going to stop for a moment. Are there any questions or any clarification?
Yeah, we have been pretty thorough with all your stuff here so far. You talked about your territory, how you started it, how you segmented it, how you created binders for it. You used Google Maps to determine all your location numbers. And then you talked about the MS Outlook, how you use it on a daily basis as far as getting your contact information in there, working on your calendar, and then creating those notes. And then now you've told us a lot of great things about the iPhone. So we've really covered a lot. Is there any questions for Dave? If so, I'll give you just a second here to please hit *6 on your phone to unmute it and ask any questions you have for him before we move on. Any questions for Dave, guys? All right, Dave, I guess we can...
Let me jump into one other capability of the iPhone 4, which I think kind of trumps everything else. Most people are familiar with the iPhone 4 or 5, actually. You've seen the ads where people use Siri. You can speak to your phone and get all sorts of information from the web like what's the temperature in Irvine, California, or where's the nearest subway, or give me directions to the nearest subway, and all those things. But I think a lot of folks are not aware, certainly I wasn't aware until my younger son showed me, that Siri accesses all of your contacts, your calendar, your notes, etc. So you can do things like, say, call Dr. Romano. It'll come back and say, which Dr. Romano? And then, you know, so you can make phone calls while you're driving without even doing any dialing or fiddling around finding the contact and, you know, touching on the phone number. You know, show me a note concerning office equipment repair. But the thing that really sort of blew me away when my son showed it to me is a very powerful and time-saving feature, which is speech-to-text conversion. You can literally speak into this phone, and it will convert whatever you say into text. And so this is how I've been using that feature, and I've been very pleased with it. After an office marketing visit, I will dictate notes concerning that visit into a separate note. That's that little yellow sticky note thing I was telling you about. A separate note for each office. I basically have a little outline that I follow to arrange the information from that visit that I store. And I do this immediately after the visit while everything that happened during that visit is still fresh in my mind. I'll sit in my car and do this, or I'll, you know, go down into the lobby of an office building or wherever. But it's important in my mind to capture everything right away. And I have found that dictating my notes is much faster than writing, and that I tend to record a lot more information about the visit than if I were actually writing these notes out by hand. Then when I'm back at my computer, I sync my phone. And what syncing your phone means is you plug this cord into the bottom of your phone, and you stick the other end of the cord into your a USB port on your computer, and it automatically takes whatever's new in your phone and puts it in your computer. So if I've done 20 office visits in a day, I'll have 20 new Post-it notes in my Microsoft Outlook. And what I'll do is I'll say, like, Dr. Jones, and then the next line, the date, and then anything that I thought was useful to capture. So then I have all these new Post-it notes in my computer. I then simply copy and paste the information from those notes to the notes section of Outlook. So now, you know, everything I needed to remember about that office visit is in Microsoft Outlook in the contact. So then the next time I sync my phone, which is probably the next morning, all of the contact information for every office that I've updated in my computer is in my phone. So, for example, if I'm out and I've recently visited an office and I made a marketing presentation to them and they happen to call me, I have all of my notes right in front of me from that visit. It may have been 2 days ago, it may have been 2 months ago, but I'll have everything right there and I won't miss a beat. That, I have found, has considerably cut down on the time associated with, you know, following up on marketing visits.
Well, if you type into your phone as slow as I type into my phone, that feature to text to, or that conversation to text, or speech to text, I think you mentioned, is just amazing for that.
It's really amazing how, not only how well it works, but there are very few words that it gets wrong, and it's real easy to correct them, obviously. It seems to have trouble recognizing Kavo. But, for example, you know, the doctor can have the weirdest spelling, and because Siri links to Outlook, it gets the spelling right. It somehow searches through there and gets that right. But, again, the most important thing is the time saving and the immediacy of how you can have all that information with you. And I never carry a binder around with me to have all of that information at my fingertips.
Yeah, so it's just, I mean, we've talked about it in the past, and probably every franchise owner, you know, knows that this is the best way to operate. You need to review notes right before you walk into the office. And then you need to take down the notes right after you leave the office. And if you're doing it before your route, maybe the night before, trying to remember it, and then waiting until you get home at the end of the day to write all this stuff down, I mean, there's just no way you could possibly remember all that stuff. So to just be able to access it on your phone, and then immediately after you walk out of the office, get it into your phone, which will sync to your Outlook, I mean, the efficiency and the time saving alone right there is amazing. I had no idea. I mean, it's like I was telling you the other day, Dave, I think I realized about 2% of the potential of my phone, right? These smartphones.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
It's really pretty incredible. So, I mean, if, you know, there are a lot of benefits to having all this set up, but you know, it has really enabled me to cover a lot more ground, so to speak, in any one day. There are other capabilities that it has. Its search capability is very powerful. For example, one of the pieces of I have sort of a template that I use for every customer. The top part of it is who's the receptionist, who's the handpiece coordinator, who's the office manager, who's the hygienist, what's their specialty, by day, what are their hours, what kind of high speeds do they have, what kind of low speeds, do they have electric, so what, okay? So all of that information is stored in there. And one of the things I just did the other day was I went to the search capability and I actually said the word tradition. And it almost immediately came back and showed me the list of every doc that I have who has a Midwest Tradition handpiece. Just like that. So, you know, I was thinking about perhaps buying up some shelves and making up some refurbished Traditions and sending a letter out to all those people who have Traditions. So I don't have to search through a binder or search through my repair records or whatever. I got it right there, instantly.
That's amazing. What if
and,
you just,
you know, like,
just
another
a
thing
curiosity
I did is
question.
I, just to try it out, I said office equipment repair. It not only brought up the note about the, where I have all the names of all the office equipment repair people that I've heard about in my office visits, but it also pulled up the contact information on every one of those people. So, you know, like if someone asked me for a recommendation on office equipment repair, that's all I do in the office, and it's instantaneous, and I can give it to them. If I'm checking, you know, someone's having a problem with burrs creeping out, I'll pull up the note with the high-speed burr spec. It's right there with me, and I lay it on the counter, and, you know, I'm using my calipers, and the doc sees the specs, you know, at the same time I do. So there, you know, there are just a lot of things that you can use it for that, you know, speeds up and makes you more efficient.
So just out of quick curiosity, kind of going back on that Traditions example you just gave us,
mm-hmm.
If you said a serial number, would it also find that?
If I had it stored in the contacts, it would.
Oh, okay, that's not something you store in your contacts. Got it.
No, I leave that. That's all in my repair records. But, you know,
you
got to kind of strike a balance between, you know, what you store and how much time you want to, you know, spend feeding this thing. You know what I mean?
And there's not, on your iPhone, so there's probably so much memory that just creating contacts in the Outlook function is not going to fill that up to a point where phone's no longer efficient.
Just, and I don't have a big one. You know, I have, like, the standard one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's just no way I could fill it up. I have well over 1,300 contacts in my Outlook, and, you know, there's a little bar at the bottom if you do a sync that shows you utilization, and it's so minuscule it's unbelievable.
Okay, so that doesn't even seem like something that would be, I mean, you couldn't possibly fill that up.
No. No.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, just the capabilities you've mentioned in, you know, the last 15 to 20 minutes or so is just mind-boggling. It basically can organize your entire business other than, you know, printing out an invoice for a customer. I mean, the organizational part on the territory and how that's organized and how your route management goes, your scheduling, your contact list, new doctors, all their information.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. I mean, this is all stuff that guys probably struggle with, the organizational part of, you know, the business. They love getting into offices and they love talking to people. They love the repair side of it. But the administrative and organizational part of it is just a big burden for people. And for, you know, some fairly simple capabilities on an iPhone to take care of all this is something I think that everyone who struggles with that should really look into.
Yeah. Let me get, if I can, just to drive this a little bit further, let me just read. I've got a sample contact here from someone I marketed to back in November who's since become a customer.
Okay.
I just want to give you a feel for the level of information I capture after an office visit. This will just take like a minute. 11/12/12, I met with Bruna and Mary Lou. I made a detailed presentation. I gave Bruna a sorry note addressed to the doctor, a magnetic business card, and both brochures. I also gave her a Rolodex business card. Bruna used to work for Dr. Battaglia and recognized the TDC logo. She said that she would tell Dr. G that Dr. Battaglia uses my service. Mary Lou was interested in the sharpening service and reviewed the brochure. They have Midwest handpieces, and I believe they are sending them to Midwest for repairs. I described overhauls and the cost savings opportunities as well as the time savings associated with using my service. I have a feeling they will become a customer in the future. That's literally what I said into my phone when I went back out into my car. There's no way I would have written all that down, nor would I have remembered it by the time I got home, nor would I have been inclined to type it all into a contact. So, you know, just
very, very detailed. You can really be more detailed than that.
Yeah.
I mean, but
by the way, they called me 2 days later, gave me 4 hand pieces.
Well, you were right.
And they're a sharpening customer now.
Excellent.
All right. So anyway, that's kind of how I did use it and the benefits I've found from it.
Awesome. Well, I couldn't thank you enough for all of that, Dave. And once again, I want to open the floor to any questions that any of you may have for Dave, whether general or specific, regarding his iPhone and how he kind of syncs it and helps him set up his territory, et cetera.
Yeah, this is Harv. I have a question.
Yep.
Harv?
Yes. Mr. Reinhardt, when you go into an office with your iPhone and suppose you search a handpiece, take, for example, from the Shine Outlet catalog or from Dental USA, you need to calculate your retail price. How do you keep a doc from seeing what the list price is versus what you're going to sell it for?
What I do is I look at, first of all, the Dental USA catalog just shows you the retail price. You know, I know that our cost is about half that, generally. But knowing that I'm going to sell, you know, potentially a Dental USA piece of equipment and knowing that they might check the web later, I'll just quote the list price that's on the web.
Okay.
You know, because...
How about from Shine Outlet?
Usually I go... not to the outlet, but I'll go like to the Shine catalog, and I really use it just to deter, you know, like someone will say to me, well, gee, how much is a new Tradition, or how much is a new Star 430? And I just look it up, and I show it to them. You know, I say, look, here's right off Shine's website. Here's what it is.
Okay, thank you very much.
You know, it's, that's it.
Thank you, Harv. Any more questions for Dave, guys, on this? Once again, guys, simply hit *6 on your phone. Okay, well, I guess you really couldn't have been much more thorough, Dave. That was a fantastic presentation, so first of all, I want to thank you for that.
Dave?
And I want to let everyone know. Yeah.
I just this is Ray Wilson.
Oh, Ray. Yeah.
How are you? Dave, is it as simple as what you described on the updating the information from the iPhone to the computer? I mean, is it that quick?
Yeah, it's that quick. First of all, to have that speech to text capability, you either have to get the iPhone 5 or the iPhone 4S, as in Siri.
Right.
The iPhone 4S is relatively cheap now since the 5 is out, but literally it's that fast. I mean, you just plug this cord in the bottom of your phone and plug it into your computer, and I just did one this morning. It's like a minute or two. It's that fast. The only one that takes longer is the first one because it's transferring a lot more information. But from then on, any updates to contacts you've made or any notes, it's really pretty quick.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
While we're waiting for another possible question, I did want to reiterate to you guys that Dave put a very nice outline of today's presentation together for us and emailed it to me. I know many of you are out on location or in your cars or wherever you may be, so I didn't email that to you yet, but I'll email that to you preceding this meeting, so you guys will have everything almost word for word what Dave just talked about. I mean, he really did an in-depth notes presentation, so I just wanted to give you guys that information real quick.
Hey, this is Mike in Minneapolis.
Hey, Mike.
How do I sound?
Very clear.
Okay. See, and I ask because I recently went from a good old-fashioned flip phone to one of these smartphone thingies, which is running on Windows phone. Now, I'm technologically, there's a fun word I can't even say, deficient. And to get all this information, to set all of that up, to sync everything with Outlook and this and that, where are you getting that information to learn that?
Me?
Yeah,
my
Dave.
Son showed me.
Oh, okay. So
but literally, I mean...
Anywhere from Minneapolis then?
I had a flip phone when I first got started with Outlook as well.
Okay.
That's why I kind of went through the chronology of this a little bit, but it's automatic. It's amazing how automatic it is. Now, again, I've got an iPhone, and you've got a Windows-based phone, but
yep.
I would think it would be just as simple because, you know, Outlook is a Windows product. So,
okay.
I mean, in case of the iPhone, one thing I had to do was I had to download iTunes software onto my computer, but I just went to a website and it downloaded it. And from then on, I just plugged my phone in, and it asked me a few questions, and away I went.
Okay.
So
I'll have to give it a try.
It's
yeah.
Pretty automated and pretty user-friendly, really. Wouldn't you say,
again,
Dave?
I can work on a handpiece because that makes sense to me, but technology doesn't necessarily make sense to me. So, all right, thanks much.
Well, what we'll do, Mike, for you and for others, is we'll get a simple kind of step-by-step guide on how to set this up done as well. So
that
it, you know those folks that are either technologically
yeah,
challenged.
Yeah, I can't even say it. I'm so challenged I can't even say it.
Sure, or just haven't had, you know, an iPhone or even tried something like this. We'll have some steps put in place and sent out to you guys. So
cool.
Great suggestion, Mike.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Dave.
Yeah.
Dave. Everybody that has an iPhone has to have iTunes in order to put any information at all on your iPhone. Everything goes through iTunes. Just to let everybody know.
Yep.
And just to pick
and it's
up,
and it's an automatic setup too. I mean, it's like a step-by-step. Yes, 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 yes is basically how you answer the questions. I've read the agreement, install it on my computer, put a little icon on my desktop, and it basically installs it for you. Restart your computer, and you've got iTunes. It's literally, I don't know, probably a 4 or 5 minute process, and you've got.
Yeah, and
iTunes,
you know, the other thing is. I was telling you, you plug this cord into a USB port.
Uh-huh.
That's all you have to do.
Yep.
As soon as you do that, the computer recognizes a new device. It recognizes that it's an iPhone. It automatically launches iTunes, and it automatically performs the sync. You don't have to do a thing.
Yeah, that's just amazing.
And when it's done, you just unplug it, and away you go.
Thanks a lot for the questions, guys, and thank you, Dave, for sharing all of that. I thought it was great. Anyone else, guys?
Yeah, David, this is Harv. I would have one more question.
Sure, Harv.
When I got started in the business, I started using ACT. I bought the ACT program, and I'm doing things very similar to what David is, but it's interesting that this meeting should be on this subject because I'm about to make a move for an iPhone. One of the things I want to stop wasting time on is, and that is, or one thing that takes me too much time is when I walk out of a dental office when I'm on a visit, I will jot down in somewhat shorthand the details similar to what Dave Reinhardt is doing, but not in quite as much detail. And then when I get back to my office, I got to type it into the computer. What I want to find out is, well, I'm saying this for two questions. I'm wondering if any other franchisees are using ACT, and what I want to do is call ACT, Sage would be their the parent company, I think, and see if they have a similar program where I can just use speech-to-text into my notes in ACT, and I was curious if anybody has any information on that.
Yeah, Harv, I don't know. It probably doesn't work through iTunes, but there may be an application that can be downloaded that would enable it, but I don't know.
What kind of phone do you have, Harv?
Right now I just have an old, simple flip phone.
Okay, and you want to know if you can sync your iPhone or an iPhone to ACT, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
That's my question.
Okay, I do not know the answer to that. Knowing how these technology companies work, they probably do, but
yeah.
We can that's a good question for us to follow up on and get some information too.
I'm going to call them after this meeting and see what I can find out about that. But the reason I chose ACT was Steve Everhart suggested that as one possibility. And since I was very inexperienced, that's just what I chose. That's what I have. I'm happy with it. I have it all set up to meet my needs, but I don't have that capability that Dave was just talking about.
It looks like I just typed it in the computer real quick into Google search, and it says that there's a software called Companion Link. And it's an application that enables a two-way sync between Sage ACT and your iPhone.
There you go.
So it sounds like just by typing it into Google search real quick that they've already kind of put that together. And then in addition on this, I think it was the first site that came up, there's also kind of a step-by-step picture guide on how to do it. So it looks like that's something you're going to be able to do without too much problem.
Yeah, if it has the speech-to-text capability yet, why, that would work well for me.
Well yeah, that's the now that's the iPhone. I think Dave said you've got to get the iPhone 4 or
right.
iPhone 5 for that speech-to-text text technology, but it does.
Right, yeah. And that's phone technology. That has nothing to do with ACT, I suppose.
Right, right, right. So that all has to do with just the phone itself.
Right.
Yeah, hey, Dave, there's an iPhone 4 and there's an iPhone 4S. The 4S has the Siri capability. The iPhone 4 does not.
Okay, so you do need to make sure you get the iPhone 4S.
Or the 5.
Are wanting to take advantage of that technology.
Yep.
Right.
Or you can get the newer one, the iPhone 5, which is a little more money.
Well, and like you said, the iPhone 4S is coming way down in price because the iPhone 4 is out, and I'm sure, you know, in a few months the iPhone 5, and I'm sure in a few months the iPhone 5S is going to be coming out. So that's a good thing for everybody who wants to take advantage of the iPhone 4S.
Can I talk a little bit about something I just learned recently?
You sure can, Mike.
So, I hear Dave talking about Google Maps, and with the new sharpening and tipping information, I decided to try and find some other ways to find orthodontists and stuff that weren't on my original list.
Uh-huh.
And this just happened yesterday. I go to Google Maps and zoom into an area that I want to kind of research on. And I just typed in dentist. That's it. And so it comes up with all these little red buttons of where there's dentist located. And there was one that showed an orthodontist. And so I clicked on it and I wrote down that information and I put it in my belt for yesterday. Lo and behold, when I walked into that office, there were 8 dental-type offices in this building that were not on my list, that didn't show up on the Google Maps, that weren't listed, that I haven't known about for a year and a half. So there were four general dentists, an endodontist, and an orthodontist, and a periodontist. So I was able to find 8 new offices because of Google Maps that I didn't know about. I just thought that was kind of an interesting way to find stuff that I didn't know about. So just some information.
Yeah, and the great thing about Google Maps is it gets updated a lot, so new dentists will pop up on there. You know, you've got a dental list from you know, a year and a half plus ago, and obviously new dentists have come, you know, into your area during that time. So Google Maps is always a good way to find if there's some new dentists in your area.
Well, and or that they've changed ownership. I just came across one today that changed ownership in the last 3 months that I didn't know about. So that's always good to know, too.
Absolutely.
So, I thought it was interesting.
Definitely.
All right.
Well, thanks, Mike.
All right. The mailman just left. I got to go get the mail.
Okay, guys. Well, sounds like we've had a lot of questions and a lot of answers for you. So without further ado, I guess we'll conclude this meeting, and I'll get all this information out, emailed to you guys immediately, and then get the and get this meeting up on the TDC Connected website. So once again, thanks everybody, and especially thank you to Dave Reinhart. A lot of great information, and hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.